KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us for today's show. If you've listened to the show before, you know that each week we talk to people about the programs and all of the efforts that make possible the over 1 million hours of service that Fresno State contributes to the community each and every year. And clearly, the university has a lot of people committed to engaging students in service. And there are some of these programs that have been around for 10, 15, 20 years or more. But still, opportunities and programs pop up all the time. And today, we're going to talk about one of those programs that is brand new. And with us in the studio to talk about that are Professor Tamara Pierce of the Media, Communication, and Journalism Department. Welcome, Dr. Pierce.
Hi, Chris. It's great to be here.
And joining Dr. Pierce is one of her students and someone actually I've known for several years now because of his leadership role in service at Fresno State, Mr. Ramiro Moreno-Diaz. Thanks for being here, Ramiro.
It's a pleasure being here.
So, Dr. Pierce, let's start with you. We'll definitely talk about this MCJ 106 class and this really fun coloring book project that you and your students were part of. But maybe we can start by talking about Tamara Pierce and about the person behind the mic.
A little bit about me. I was raised in Texas and New Mexico, and I came to Fresno State from Missouri in 2003. I was teaching at University of Missouri, where I got my PhD. And before that, I was teaching at Missouri State University, where I got my master's. And I majored in broadcast journalism. And so I guess the rest is history. Yeah. I came here in 2003 and have been teaching publication design and research methods in the media communications and journalism department.
So 15 years, you're pretty much a true Fresnan now.
Yeah, I guess yeah. So.
Ramiro, how about you? How about a little self-introduction?
Well, I am originally from Kerman, California. I am majoring in communications, and this is my senior year, so I'll be graduating in the spring semester.
Wow.
It's so excited to be graduating.
It actually happens. I think students think it's never going to happen, right?
Yeah, it just flew by so fast, and I can't believe it's already time, but I'm so proud of everything that I'm involved with on campus and just seeing how much I've grown professionally and academically and all of that. So
yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about all the different ways that you've had an opportunity to do that through service and being involved here both on campus and in the community. But maybe let's get a little bit of background on this particular project that we're going to talk about. So, Dr. Pierce, you know, you've been here for 15 years, basically, or going on 15 years now, and you're part of this department that is really engaged in the community. I mean, a lot of service learning classes and community engagement through internships, which you used to run, and other kinds of things. This 106 class, though, is a new service component. The class has been around for a while, but this service component that you developed is pretty new. So maybe you can first tell us about the class and what it is you're trying to achieve in the class and about what happened this last semester that led to this new service project.
I guess I should give you a little background history first. When I first was asked to teach MCJ 106, publication design, I was trying to come up with the assignments that would best help the students and help them to learn the tools, because there's lots of tools in this particular software. We can talk about that later.
InDesign,
Adobe
software. Yeah.
Adobe InDesign, and it's part of the Adobe Creative Suite. Photoshop, people have probably heard of.
Yeah.
Illustrator, and InDesign is the publication design software. Because this is a very beginning course. So I was trying to come up with some assignment that would help students to learn the particular tools instead of jumping in and, you know, how most novice like to make flyers and stick a bunch of color in the background and put some text on there and say, good to go.
Yeah.
And I wanted to really learn the tools and start the design building skills in that area. So I thought about, what about doing a coloring book? Because then it would force them to use their favorite tool, the pen tool.
Yeah.
For those of you who know InDesign, you understand what I'm saying, and you're probably laughing right now. But they hate this tool. It's hard to learn. And these are beginning design students. Majority of the students in my class have never been on InDesign. So this is all totally new to them. And so I came up with this idea, okay, let's do a coloring book. You're forced to not use any color, but instead think about your creation of a design.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I first came up with this, I said, wouldn't it be cool if we got funding and got the coloring books printed, get donations of crayons, and then donate them to the kids at Children's Hospital? And 15 years later, we finally got it accomplished. This semester, everything just came together.
And now a bunch of kids at Children's Hospital and Ronald McDonald House have these coloring books, and we'll talk about giving those out. I think one of the things is that I know in the little bit of work that I've done with InDesign, and I haven't done it personally, but watching other people do it and learning about it a little bit, it's a very complicated tool. I mean, you're learning to create art and design through software packages on the computer.
Right.
And I mean, imagine, I have no artistic talent at all. So the idea of picking up a paintbrush or a charcoal pen or something like that and trying to create some kind of art, I'd have the stick figures. And that'd be a little bit like what I create with InDesign. But you're trying to help the students understand all of these tools and be able to use them. Romero, for you as a student, I know we were talking before the show and you'd never done any of this design work. Before we talk about what your experience in doing this was, I wonder, maybe you can talk a little bit first about other forms of service that you've been in. I mean, you've been involved in a lot of service, both here to the campus community and off campus. So maybe you can talk about that a little bit, and then, you know, what it meant to you as you got into this class and found out that you were going to get to utilize some of those same interests and passions of yours in this course.
Coming to Fresno State, I was super excited to get involved on campus and off campus, just seeking ways that I could give back to my community. That's something that I've always been passionate about. I first got involved on Fresno State through the Fresno State Alternative Spring Break Program. Yeah. I was part of the Every Neighborhood Partnership team, where we participated with children at a local elementary school here in Fresno, and we hosted a sport and activities camp for them for 4 days. And it was just super motivating to be a role model for the students. And so I definitely carry that through my years here at Fresno State. I've been involved with the Richter Center, being a reflection facilitator, leading reflection at the one-day service events, which I think is like very meaningful just for myself as a student, but also being able to help facilitate that for other students so that they realize the meaning of service that they're putting in, how meaningful it really is to give back, and really seeing and realizing the impact that we have. I've also been involved on campus through Vintage Days. I've been involved with that for 3 years now.
One of the coordinators that helped put that huge event on, right?
Yes. It's so exciting just to be involved on campus and seeing the many ways I can give back to the community. I've worked with various organizations such as Sarah Foothill, Ronald McDonald House Charities, Stone Soup, Discovery Center, River Tree, all these different really, really great organizations. And then just seeing how I can like help them, and also just make Fresno a better community to live in and be prideful of what we have around us.
We've been a great role model for other students in that respect. And I'm wondering what your reaction to here. You're sitting in class and Dr. Pierce is talking about this coloring book project and you're having to learn InDesign. And all of a sudden she starts talking about turning this into a service project. What was your reaction to that when you heard it?
When I first heard that, I was super excited. I was like, I can't believe this is actually going to happen. Like, I am just passionate about service and seeing that our work is going to benefit other people in the community. That was just like, it was just amazing to hear. And I was super excited because I think it's great that students are able to create something with their own hands and then seeing how that really that's going to benefit other people's lives and just changing. I think being part of that process is just great. I was super excited to hear about that.
Did it change the outlook you had on the class or the motivation that you had into making this coloring book project more meaningful?
I think it did. I had the intention of doing the best that I could do in the class, but I think knowing that our creation was going to be presented to children made me want to try harder to really make sure that I did the best that I can do, because eventually it was going to get used. And I wanted to make sure that we were representing the department and Fresno State in a positive way, showing them that, you know, students do have the ability to put something great together that's going to benefit students and children.
And you worked in teams, right? How many teams were there total?
There was 2 classes and each class had 4 teams. So there's 8 teams altogether.
How many students on your team, Romero?
There was 3 of us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 3 of you worked together to design this coloring book. And talk about your theme a little bit that you guys came up with.
Yeah, our theme was called Sugar Babies. Basically, the concept was to create cute little treats that would make kids happy when they saw it. So we made cupcakes, lollipops, gingerbreads, popsicles, all these little neat treats that kids love.
And they were animated, right?
And they were animated.
Like a little, you know, I'm looking at one of them right now, a gumball machine with eyes and wings. And so the idea to make it fun and enjoyable for the kids to be able to look at and color, right?
Yes, definitely. It was really fun creating that.
And I think it was interesting, too, when we got to Children's Hospital, one of the first little girls that came into the playroom and the students said, which one do you want? She grabbed Sugar Babies.
Oh.
And so Sugar Babies coloring book was a big hit. among the kids there.
Yeah, I think it's tough because, you know, the listeners, you can't see these two coloring books that Dr. Pierce brought with her, but very colorful and obviously something that a young kid would just gravitate to. I can see why.
Right.
We'll put some pictures on our Facebook site so the folks out there can take a look and see what they look like. So, Dr. Pierce, you've been teaching this class for a while now, and I'm wondering, you know, the idea of this assignment is to help students learn this InDesign package. I'm wondering if you can talk about how challenging is it for students to learn this, and did this help them, in your opinion, learn the software package better?
Yes, it is very difficult software to learn, and probably Romero could answer that better than I could answer it because I've been teaching this and I know it about this software. Yeah. But there's lots of different tools that you use, and by tools, a pen tool, a pencil tool, you have to use a frame tool when you're placing photos. You don't just copy and paste photos into it. There's proper ways to put the photos. And so there's lots of different elements. And like I said, this is a beginning course.
Yeah.
And so we just touch the surface. We learn about the tools. We learn about the color palettes, all the different palettes, and just the basics. And we don't even get into the special effects or things like that. And so it takes a good, and Romero would probably be able to answer this a lot better, but I would say about half of the semester after the coloring books, they've sort of got a good grasp of the tools.
Uh-huh.
And we've done lots of other little assignments that I have them do to help them learn the various tools. And then we go into other projects like flyers to brochures.
A little more business and applicable
kinds
of things.
And so now that you've learned the tools and we've learned some of the concepts and, you know, about contrast and repetition and all of that, about the design concepts, we apply them to other types of projects. And so the coloring book is just simply to help them learn the tools and to start to learn how to create some particular design and finish it smoothly, connecting edges very smoothly, that sort of thing.
So when they started this coloring book project this year, did they know that you were going to have these donated to Children's Hospital?
I say sort of my same spiel every semester. And when I introduce them to the project, I say it's always been my goal to, you know, get these printed and get crayons and take them to the kids at Children's Hospital. And like I said, I think everything just came together and the students were super gung-ho. Two great classes this semester. They immediately jumped on the bandwagon about let's have a crayon drive. And then one thing led to another. Okay, let's have the first flyer. Each class will compete against each other and we'll see whose flyer wins for, you know, the crayon drive. And everything.
Oh, okay,
just,
so you're able to apply other assignments in the class.
Right. And so,
perfect.
And then, you know, we got the help from Professor Hayes in our department.
Professor Betsy Hayes.
Betsy Hayes, and she connected us to the proper person at Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And so everything just sort of started rolling. And so I contacted Children's Hospital. They were super excited. I contacted you.
Yeah.
And thanks to the Friends for Civic Engagement for helping to fund the printing of the coloring books, or we'd have never been able to do this.
Yeah.
And so you connected me to the Friends, and you also made the connection to Ronald McDonald House. And so everything just came together this semester, and it was great.
I want to talk more about Friends and about the actual donation. Real quick, Romero, you know, Dr. Pierce talked about how difficult it was to learn this program. Was it a real challenging course for you?
It was. Prior to this class, I didn't really have experience using a software program like this, but it was challenging just because I wasn't comfortable using the tools yet. I think as the class progressed, all these assignments had a purpose to them, and I really did learn how to utilize the tools and just think more outside the box and how to really combine them to create a cool design that would really catch people's eyes.
Yeah, and now you've got something tangible in the coloring book that you helped create to be able to say, look, yeah, I do know how to use this software package. Here's one example. Here's a flyer I did. Here's some other things that can demonstrate, not just I passed a class, here's the A I got, but here's the tangible output that we created.
Yeah.
So I think that's got to be really important for them as they're going out into the career field, right, Dr. Pierce?
Right. I was just about to say that I have students every semester contact me after they've graduated and gotten a job to thank me for them taking my class. And I said, well, don't thank me, but they always mention how thankful they are about learning InDesign and learning how to do all of these different designs, because most of our students, PR students, the broadcast, multimedia, print, all of them are probably going to encounter the Adobe Creative Suite, Photoshop, InDesign, yeah. Illustrator. But numerous students contact me after they've graduated to say, I'm so thankful I had this class because they just put me in a position that I have to create flyers or brochures. And so this is the industry standard software, yeah. And they already now know it. And it really thrills me when I hear that, oh, good, the students using in their careers what they learned in the class. Yeah. So it's great.
Well, they certainly used it this semester in a meaningful yes. way. And so you ended up having 150 copies of the coloring books done. Like you said, 8 teams, and you had 300 packets of crayons donated.
The crayon drive was a smash hit.
Yeah.
And everyone that donated crayons, thank you, thank you. And I'm sure Children's Hospital and Ronald McDonald House, thank you as well. But yes, we had all these different designs. Each group in the class came up with their own designs or themes, mm-hmm. and every student in that particular group had to design 3 pages, and they had to be different.
Yeah.
So every page would be different, and then afterwards, we'd put them all together. And thanks to Friends for Civic Engagement, we were able to then take them to the print shop here on campus, and they were able to print them professionally and bound them with a spiral binding and yeah. to be a little bit more finished
and
product.
You mentioned Friends for Civic Engagement.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
So just quick background, Friends for Civic Engagement, former professor, emeriti professor here, Rich Barrett and his wife, Dwayne, set that little fund up. And it's all about helping support student service projects, especially where the service has a learning outcome. And so you contacted me and ended up submitting a proposal to Friends for Civic Engagement. And it was only a couple $100. And that $200 goes a long way. 150 coloring books. You ended up getting all these crayons donated. You know, Romero, you got to accompany Dr. Pierce and some of your fellow students to Valley Children's and Ronald McDonald House to deliver those coloring books. And I'm wondering what that experience was like for you. You already talked about the one little girl grabbing your coloring book first. But, you know, what did that feel like to be able to deliver something like that instead of just turning in an assignment at the end of the semester and saying, here, professor, here's my assignment. You know, what grade am I going to get?
It was a really great experience seeing the children of Valley Children's Hospital using the coloring books.
They were coloring there with you guys. Yeah,
I was moved when, like, the little girl was just going for the coloring book because she was, like, excited to see it. And it made me proud, and it made me proud of my team and also for like the class, for Dr. Pierce, for giving us the opportunity to use the tool that we learned in class to create something that was going to be like special for the children. So it was just really, really a really proudful, meaningful moment for me seeing the little girl grab our coloring book.
And how about for you, Dr. Pierce? You got an opportunity to see all of this great work that your students did really get enjoyed by these kids.
Right. I mean, I'm sitting here with a smile on my face, the same one I had when I was at the hospital. And you talked a few minutes ago about, you know, the meaning this had for the students. And I saw it all these semesters. Every semester, you give the assignment and they get together and they do their project. But as soon as we got the thumbs up, that yes, we are going to Children's Hospital, this is going to be made into a coloring book, and you're going to give them to the kids. The students just, it came to life,
yeah.
And it was great to see. And seriously, the professionalism that they did, I was just blown away. And they really did put their heart and soul into creating these coloring books. And then when we went to Children's Hospital and Ronald McDonald House, for me, it was like a proud mom moment.
Yeah,
a lot
of satisfaction, I would imagine.
Because it's like, these are my students,
yeah.
And they did a fantastic job. And then to watch them interacting with the kids there at the hospital and seeing them laugh, and we had some pretty special moments with a couple of the kids, and it was just so satisfying to know that, one, they learned the tools of InDesign, but even better, they created something that they could be proud of and that they gave to the kids. And hopefully we brightened their day just a little bit that day. And I did hear later after we left that the staff went up and down, because we had a lot of coloring books, went up and down the aisles. And those kids that weren't able to come to the playroom and play with the coloring books and things, they delivered a box of crayon and the coloring books to, I'm going to get emotional here, to each of the kids that weren't able to come. And so
they still got to enjoy them.
Yeah. And so all of the coloring books, they went to a good cause.
You know, I think it's one of the challenges of working at the university is so much of what gets turned into you. Yeah, it's important. It demonstrates the students' level of expertise and learning the material that you're presenting throughout
Absolutely.
The semester. But instead of you just going through with your little red pen and, you know, giving a grade, now you get, like you say, it's the proud mom. You get to actually see this stuff get used and enjoyed by these kids that are in such a difficult situation. And like you say, the satisfaction and the pride that you must have had doing that and going out there to Children's was great.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it is just a great experience. And what these guys did, these students of mine, they went above and beyond.
So neat.
Yeah. They did a great job. They took a lot of pride in it. Even the ones that weren't able to go out to the hospital with us, everybody, I would say, wouldn't you, Romero? Just really put their heart into it.
Yeah.
So it was great.
After they see the pictures of the students who went this year, next semester, I'll bet they'll all be
next
going
year,
out to Children's.
Yeah, watch out next year. Or next semester, really.
So what are the plans now going forward?
Oh, we're not stopping. This is going to be an annual event. Every semester, I teach two publication design courses. So we're going to do this every semester. So watch out. We're going to be asking for your donations for crayons. And so get ready for that probably about in late September, was it? It was late September this semester. And so it'll probably be about late February next semester. So get ready. We'll be asking for crayons. We'll be asking for some more donations or money to help us copy as many coloring books as possible.
Great.
We're going to do bigger and better things.
So the Barretts will know now, and they're listening.
Get ready. We're going to ask again.
Come again. And if you got any access to crayons, then we'll keep a little post on the Facebook site, and all the listeners can hear about the ways to get those donations to these great students for this project.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we did learn is they go through literally hundreds of boxes of crayons. And so this was great that crayons and coloring books. And so this was great that we could contribute a little.
Yeah. And I just love, too, that, you know, the idea of the flyer and the project to design the flyers to get the crayons. So I just really want to thank you, Dr. Pierce, for, you know, coming up with this idea and doing the extra work that it took to make this project possible. And Romero, obviously, you've been such a great servant leader on this campus for so long and getting so many students involved in the community, including all the service that you've been involved in. So thank you for that, too. I think it's easy as we talk about these shows to think, well, what's the listener hearing? Well, and it might be that they might be thinking, oh, big deal, you gave some kids some coloring books. But in reality, right, you saw it's so much more than that. I mean, you lighten the burden that so many of these kids in Children's Hospital are feeling. It's about them and showing them that somebody cares. It's about giving them attention and brightening their day. And it's also about the learning that Romero and his fellow students got. So just great stuff. And I think it is a big deal that you did these coloring books. And it is a great deal that you came up with this idea. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you for this opportunity to talk to you and your audience about this.
So to all of our listeners, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate Dr. Pierce and Romero being with us. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. And please, as we've mentioned a couple of times, check us out on Facebook at FS Service in Action. And we'll post information. We'll post some pictures of these coloring books and some pictures of the delivery of the coloring books to Children's Hospital. And you get to see what it was like for the students and for Dr. Pierce. And if you want to support projects like this, we'll post information to our Facebook site about Friends for Civic Engagement and possibly put up Dr. Pierce's contact information if somebody wants to donate. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we'd also love to hear your reaction on that Facebook site about today's show. So drop us a note. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.